KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
For the past 44 years, New Life Evangelistic Center has held a shelter for the homeless. The homeless have been able to find a haven of rest there when no one else will take them or when they don't have any other idea of where to go. That all changed a year and a half ago when the New Life Evangelistic Center was closed. I have as my guest today Reverend Ray Redlich, the Vice President of the New Life Evangelistic Center, and my husband. The challenges they've faced over the past year and a half are insurmountable. Let's hear from Ray about the story. Ray, thanks for joining me today on Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. I'm glad to be here.
April 1st, New Life Evangelistic Center was closed in 2017. I remember that night, Ray. I couldn't believe that finally that was happening. So much came about before that, and we just thought that God might do a miracle. So maybe you could briefly give a summary, and then let's talk about where we are today and what needs to happen and how folks can get involved.
Right, Judy. On April 2nd, actually, is when we closed. We had taken people in the night before in our shelter for the last time at 1411 Locust, downtown St. Louis. This building used to be the YWCA. It's a five-story building. It served the community very well. We had our dedication service in 1976. That tells you how far back we go in this building. And we've been serving the homeless men, women, and children over the years. And not only homeless people, but we've been giving out clothing and utility assistance and so many other things. We had worship services at this building. We are a church. We're a Christian ministry that's dedicated to reaching out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we incorporate that into all of our different forms of outreach. But we're perhaps best known throughout the community as a shelter, what they call a walk-in shelter, where somebody could just come if they needed a place to stay. And that's, you know, it's hard to believe that that is rare, even in the shelter community, that to have a walk-in shelter. You don't have to go through a lot of red tape. You don't have to go through a waiting list or something. Just come at the appropriate time and show up, and you can get a place to stay. And that was what set us apart from so many of the other homeless programs in the St. Louis area.
When you think about the statistics of 1975 versus now, how do you think the statistic on homelessness has changed?
Well, homelessness has grown, has become a household word now. It's a national problem. I don't see it as the same problem at that time, although, of course, we've always had homelessness. We've seen over the years, we've seen cutbacks in mental health programs by all levels of government. We've seen the breakdown of the family. We've seen a lot of these other factors which contribute to homelessness. And I think the demographics of homelessness have really changed over the years so that we see a lot more younger people nowadays. We see a lot of more women, a lot more children on the streets. As I said, homelessness has always been around to a certain extent, but traditionally homelessness was confined to older males, alcoholics. We thought of the Skid Row. Now it's much more diverse, much more broad of a problem, and much more complex of a problem.
So the stereotype of homelessness has changed over the years.
Right.
Now, as the last major walk-in shelter in the greater St. Louis area, why is it so important that New Life Evangelistic Center reopen?
Well, it is extremely important. Just to kind of give our listeners a little bit of a background, this goes back several years before 2017 when we were officially closed. The word behind it all, I believe, is gentrification. Downtown St. Louis has experienced a transformation of a kind in that many wealthier people have moved back into the area. I say moved back, whereas actually they're moving into housing stock that was not originally housing. It was warehouses, some factories, retail businesses, and now these buildings are being renovated as condominiums, expensive apartments. And over the past 15 years or so, we've seen a lot of people move into the area, as well as there's been kind of a renaissance of businesses, especially small restaurant-type businesses and so forth, in the downtown area. And because of that, there has been a reaction against the poor and the homeless. And sociologists call this gentrification. becomes a conflict in the sense that the wealthy displace the poor in certain neighborhoods and certain parts of the urban areas. So we call that gentrification, and we were seeing that here. When we first opened our building here, there was no resistance from the city government. There was no resistance from the neighborhood as far as the services that we provided. It was only in the past 10 years, maybe 15 years, that we've experienced this now. And it's really sad. The homeless are the ones who suffer because of that. And what we see is not only a war on the homeless, but a war against those who try to serve the homeless. Could be a church group that comes and sets up a bus or a van or a truck to serve food. There's been a tremendous kickback against that type of outreach. Anytime you get a group of homeless people gathered together for food or for shelter, whatever it might be, you get a reaction from some of the people who are either doing business or residing in the downtown area.
Talk about crime and the homeless. How many crimes around the area do you think are triggered by people who are homeless?
Well, even the police will admit that most of the crime done by homeless is low-level crime. Perhaps it rises to the point of maybe car break-ins. But for the most part, the homeless are not the criminal element. They're not the ones who are going around and shooting people. They might be the ones who get shot sometimes, but generally speaking, the homeless are not the ones who are causing the major problems of crime in our communities. They sometimes call nuisance crimes that the homeless might commit. Maybe if there's a lack of a restroom around, they might urinate in public or something like that. So they call those nuisance crimes. But with the proper creative planning by our community, or the civic leaders and so forth, we could avert a lot of that by having public restrooms, by other solutions. I think other cities are sometimes more creative in the ideas of trying to deal with the homeless population than what we find here in St. Louis. I feel that St. Louis is often very reactionary in how it deals with the problems of the homeless.
I'm talking with Ray Redlich, Vice President of the New Life Evangelistic Center. We're talking about homelessness. We're talking about the fact that New Life Evangelistic Center at 1411 Locust Street was closed on April 2nd, 2017. What about the replacement services that the city provided and offers now to the homeless? How do they measure up to what the New Life Evangelistic Center offered?
Well, Judy, this is really a sore point for me, because it really troubles me when I see the duplicity of the city government in this matter. When our building was closed and we went to the circuit court on this, I remember the city attorney giving the judge the idea that the city was going to take care of the problem. They had it all under control. And they spoke in glowing terms of how the Biddle House was already in place, the Biddle House Opportunity Center, and that's what they call it that. And then they also talked about the two special shelters that were being put up to take the people that New Life was no longer going to be able to take in at night. And those centers didn't last very long. Those two special shelters, they both closed, I think, within 2 or 3 months at the most. They were no longer there. Now the Biddle House, which is kind of the city's premier answer to closing New Life Evangelistic Center, they could not find, previously they had Peter and Paul and St. Patrick's Center managing that for, I believe, the past 2 years, and those two organizations didn't want to do it any longer, so the city had to scramble, the city government had to scramble to find somebody to manage the Biddle House. They found a firm out of Ohio that's going to be taking over. They're in a transition phase right now. But the really sad thing about it, Judy, is that they are cutting back the daytime services. See, the Biddle House was originally advertised as a nighttime shelter for men, and during the day, any homeless people could come there and get service. And, of course, the theme that they always tried to push was that they would rapidly rehouse people, just walk in there and they'd be put on a track to housing. Well, now they've cut back, they've cut out the daytime services entirely, except for the limited number of men that are able to get a bed there at night. If you're not registered for a bed at the Biddle House, you can't come in anymore to get meals, to get out of the weather or to even see a social worker. Now, the St. Patrick's Center is supposedly taking over some of that, but it's not as easy as they try to make it look. The city likes to put a good spin upon it. And, I want to say I'm very thankful for all that they do. I'm very grateful for St. Patrick's Center, for St. Peter and Paul, for the Biddle House and all that they have done. But it's not enough. It's not enough overnight shelter. We've seen that this past winter. It's not enough daytime services. And it takes often a very long time to get somebody actually into housing. So what does it require then? Shelter. If somebody can't get into permanent housing, they need a place to stay. They need a place to get in out of the weather, a place to sleep at night in the meantime, or else they might die before the permanent housing becomes available.
You've talked about families who are individuals who have been homeless, that you needed a social worker to come out and visit them, and you've called, and the social worker comes out while the person's not standing at the same corner that you reported them as being on when you called the hotline. So therefore, the person doesn't get the services because the place where the person is staying is fluid.
Well, that's true. It is very challenging trying to work with the homeless population. And all I'm saying is that it does take time. And in the meantime, shelters are very necessary. They're not a dinosaur of the past. They still are a necessary element in trying to get people off the streets, get them into permanent housing. I'm totally in agreement with that. We want to get people into permanent housing.
I'm talking with Ray Redlich, Vice President, New Life Evangelistic Center. Ray, would you join me for the next segment? And we're going to talk about what's happening now, how people can help, how people can pray, and what you think should happen in the future. Would you join me?
Yes, certainly.
All right. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. We will be right back after this break. I'm Judy Redlich. If you're enjoying Encounter, you can listen to it every day, Monday through Friday, if you live in the greater St. Louis area on KSIV Radio. That's 1320 AM on your dial. If you have a guest suggestion, email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Browse my website, judyredlich.com, to listen to more of the Encounter shows. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter, and we're talking with my husband, Ray Redlich, the Vice President of the New Life Evangelistic Center, about the staggering problems of homelessness. If you joined us for the first segment, we talked about gentrification and how that's been the basis of some of the challenges that the homeless face today, because they're being pushed out of where they normally would go. The homeless problem continues to get worse, and the demographic changes. Ray, let's talk a little bit about where we go from here. What do you recommend should happen? And tell us about the hearing coming up October 3rd.
I want our listeners to understand that we are trying to open up as a church once again, providing daytime services to the homeless population. Now, yes, our ultimate goal is to be able to provide overnight shelter, but we realize that that's a tremendous legal hurdle. We're going through the courts on that very matter. There will be a lot of renovations needed on the upper stories of our building in order to reopen as a shelter. But our focus now is on the basement, first floor, and second floor to open up as a church, providing services to the homeless and others, vital services, and that's what we're looking at right now. But even at that, what I would call a modest goal, there's been opposition. The Neighborhood Improvement Association Downtown West has filed suit, and some of the outspoken critics of New Life Evangelistic Center have filed a suit against us, and believe it or not, against the city of St. Louis, in order to block the city from giving us any permits. That means that in order for us to do the necessary renovations, and we have an architect, we've engaged an architect several years ago who has very extensive plans for us to do the necessary renovations to bring this 1911 building up to the current building codes. And the city was ready to start approving these plans, issuing the building permits, so that we could have the work done in our building, first basement, first and second floor. However, this lawsuit came along as a kind of a monkey wrench to stop that all, so that we have not been able to complete the renovations. We have not even been able to get the building permits to do so, much less an occupancy permit. The occupancy permit will finally come after all the renovations are done. And then we can reopen as a church and start providing services to the homeless. Because even the daytime services are very vital. Just clothing alone, you know, after we were closed, I came to realize as I walked out on the streets how people missed the free store that we used to have, where they could come in and get clothing. That's not available to them anymore. We can't invite them to come into our building and to get clothing. So it makes it so much more difficult. And there are many other things, too, where we would like the homeless to come in and have Bible studies to give them a chance to use the computers and improve their situation. So in all of these things, we are really trying to, again, provide the basic services for the homeless population to help them to get off the streets and to break the cycle of homelessness. But this current lawsuit against us and against the city is preventing that. Now, our opponents have taken us to court, and we have a hearing coming up.
Wednesday, October 3rd.
At this hearing, they're making the argument that if we get any permits from the city, it's going to do irreparable harm to the neighborhood. And that's what we're fighting against. I'm going to be testifying, and others will be testifying. Our architect will be testifying, and we want the judge to see that this is really foolishness on the part of our opponents, that we certainly have a right to be there as a church. We still own the building, always have, and we have a right to exercise our religion. Our Christian faith says that we should take care of the widows, the orphans, the poor, that we should show the love of God not only in word, but in deed also. So that's part of our worship, and we want to continue to do that, yes, following the, you know, the fire codes and so forth. But we see that we have a basic right under our Constitution, under the laws of our country, to be able to do that. That's what that's why we're fighting this in court.
So if you can pray, please pray for outrageous favor in the courts. Get your friends to pray. Get your colleagues to pray, because with God, all things are possible. And we know that we have a bigger God than the court system. There is a bigger God than the challenges that the homeless are facing. Ray, let me ask you another question. What if somebody came along and offered $10 million to buy the building at 1411 Locust Street? Do you think that that money could be used to relocate and get another building for a shelter?
Well, Judy, we're not closed to any idea like that, but it would have to, if there is a proposal of that kind, it would have to include pretty much of a guarantee that we would be able to relocate. We would ask the city to provide us with land to do that, and then possibly rebuild or renovate another building. But in any case, we don't want the homeless to have to be the ones that suffer from it. We don't want them to be high and dry. We want to be able to provide them with the necessary services. So it would have to be something accessible to the homeless and where we can serve them even better than we are here. But our immediate focus right now is upon this building because, frankly, nothing like that has ever been offered to us. So until it is, we couldn't even give it serious consideration. So right now our focus is upon this building, getting it properly renovated, and to open up to provide services.
Pray for the hearing of the New Life Evangelistic Center concerning the homeless. Ray, do you have anything that you'd like to say in closing?
Well, people can pray. That's the thing to do for this immediate hearing. Pray for favor with the judge. I would encourage people to write to the mayor. That's a constant thing, not just about this event, but constantly to let the mayor, Mayor Crewson of St. Louis, know that you feel that New Life Evangelistic Center has been a necessary and very vital piece of the puzzle in helping the homeless in St. Louis. And we need to continue to keep this ministry going. And then also to volunteer. If people would like to volunteer in helping the homeless, either directly out on the streets or indirectly through some other facet of our ministry, you could volunteer. Just call us at 314-421-3020.
That's 314-421-3020. That's 314-421-3020. If you'd like to help the New Life Evangelistic Center by volunteering or getting your church involved. You know, God's got a plan, and we need to believe God that he knows what's happening behind the scenes. Pray for all those involved. You know, God sees the heart of the poor and the homeless. And there's so many scriptures in God's word that talk about the plight of the poor and how, as Christians, it's so important to help those in need. Ray, can you share a scripture that has meant a lot to you over the years as you've labored among the homeless?
Well, one scripture that we at New Life Evangelistic Center often refer to is a story that Jesus told, the judging of the nations in Matthew 25, the story of the sheep and the goats, separating the sheep from the goats, and that's Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. And it really, I think, illustrates God's concern for the poor, and it shows that our concern for the poor is a revelation of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If we truly belong to him, that will be our heart's desire as well.
And that's Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. Can you give me a thumbnail sketch of a situation that happens more often than once so that people can get a real taste of what it's like for a homeless person living on the streets and the challenges they face?
Well, try to imagine yourself if you suddenly became homeless, lost your apartment or whatever it might be. We often think, well, there's all these places that you can go to, and the immediate need, of course, is for a place to sleep at night. And that's not as easy as it may sound, because if you call one of the various hotlines, they'll often tell you, well, we don't have any openings right now. Call us back at such and such a time. This is the reality that people face. I know this is not what the city, when you talk to city officials, that's not the way they portray it, but the reality on the street for a real person, this is what they face. They're often told that there is no place for them. Try again. In order to get in at places like the Biddle House, they have to get in line now at the St. Patrick Center in order to get in there. So it's just often very difficult. There is not the availability. There is not the walk-in shelter that people need. And that's what New Life Evangelistic Center provided, that where everybody knew, the police knew, hospital emergency rooms knew, other places knew that if somebody was on the streets, we were the go-to place that people could contact. And that has been removed now, and it's really sad, and the homeless are the ones who suffer because of that.
The hearing on October 3rd, tell briefly about that again.
Yes, we're going to be appearing in court. We're going to be testifying as to how the New Life Evangelistic Center should be allowed to reopen as a church, providing daytime services to the homeless and others in our community who need the help, you know, like we used to do, where people could come in and get clothing, get counseling, get certain types of financial assistance, food, and other necessary things during the daytime. And that's what we want to be able to do again, and help, and hold worship services there, which currently, even though we are a church, even though we own the building, we're not allowed to have public worship services in our building. We want to be able to do that again, exercise our religious rights, and that's why we're arguing in court on
Wednesday, October 3rd.
Please pray for this court hearing. Also, if you'd like to volunteer at the New Life Evangelistic Center, you can call 314-421-3020. Ray, thank you so much for joining me for today on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich, and I thank you all for listening to.
Thank you.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.